Hello, patrons. It is Monday, February 14th, Valentine's Day, and this is your Cup of Jones. You're probably wondering, why is this pre-recorded? Why does Jones look so tired? Why is he wearing a sweatshirt? Why does it maybe seem to be nighttime? It's nighttime, it's morning time. Depending on who you ask, what corner of the world you are in or were in at this time. Normally I do this at 10 a.m. on Monday mornings. It is 2:05 a.m. on that Monday morning on February 14th. It's Valentine's Day, 2 in the morning. I'm recording this now, and I'm not doing a live Cup of Jones tomorrow because I will be sleeping because I just finished my review of Horizon Forbidden West. The embargo was at midnight. Really wanted to hit it. I was 2 hours late. But if some of you were sleeping and you got up this morning and, oh, hey, look at that, Horizon review, then it's new to you and you got to check it out. I encourage you to actually go back and if you want to, if you're curious to get some benefit here from your $1 hot takes here at 2 in the morning, a little sleepy, ain't got no coffee. Probably shouldn't drink coffee now that the review's done. I should probably just finish this Cup of Jones and go to bed. But I invite you to go back in time, to a simpler time, in our world and at Easy Allies, back when we used to do stars for reviews. And I reviewed Horizon Zero Dawn, and I really liked it. I gave it 4 stars. Excellent on our review scale. 4 stars doesn't necessarily equal 8.0. Some people like to do that math. Stars are stars, points are points. But here we are later. I'm not going to spoil the score, but I really liked Horizon Forbidden West. And I really like Horizon Forbidden West. Horizon Forbidden West is on my television right here. And I'm going to play it after I'm done uploading this to YouTube and figuring out all the Cup of Jones stuff before I pass out and finally go to bed. This game is really special. It's really great. And I enjoyed Zero Dawn, but I wanted them to make changes. I wanted Guerrilla. I'm like, if they're leaving Killzone for this, I want... And clearly they were really passionate about it. Don't go to sleep, PS5. Stay awake. I'm going to play you in a second. Sorry to give me the 10-minute countdown. No! It was one of those games kind of like Steep when I reviewed that where, like, they're on to something. They almost made it there, but it's just tough to set up a new IP, tough to start a brand new franchise. Can't wait for the sequel. We'll see if they manage to pull it off. I am here to tell you, on Valentine's Day 2022, they did it. They pulled it off. Guerrilla has made a meaty action-adventure game. This game is huge in a really good way because it's called The Forbidden West, and you are going west. You start in the east, you go west. So you always know where you're going. Like, when I played Assassin's Creed Valhalla, I was always like, where am I? Why am I here? Like, it ended up being cool what I was doing here, but I came here because you told me. I didn't come here because of, like, hey, what's over there? You know, like, I would go to new areas and just time to finish those quests. Time to go through these borders, you know, make these red areas gray or vice versa. Like, and an open world fan like me can easily get addicted to stuff like that. The great Ghost Recon Breakpoint, which had no business being played for the amount of time that I played it, couldn't put it down because it's just fun running around these areas. I did have some issues with the story. I have a lot of nitpicky stuff in that review that, like, was really tough for me to find wording. And just open world glitches. Like, the reason it's not a 9.5, the reason it's not a 9.5 or a 10. I wouldn't say what score it is. It's not a 9.5 or a 10. Those are not the scores of my review of Horizon Forbidden West. The reason I don't go up that high is because of open world, just buggy stuff happens. And some of the story stuff is a little weird. All of that aside, holy cow. Daniel Bloodworth in Slack wrote, let me find the exact quote. He posted it at 2 a.m. It's been up for 8 minutes or around and about. This combat montage is crazy. There are so many great clips. When I was uploading the review for Blood to Watch It, I got in a fight with some rebel soldiers running around and some robots. And it was a good fight. I was like, I could easily slide this fight into the review. And you'd be like, whoa, what a spectacle. That thing that just happened. And that's like, that's just another fight that I, you know, got into. This is such a intensely non-spoilery review. If you are a fan of the first game, if you are a fan of Easy Allies reviews, but you maybe don't check them out after the fact. I was chuckling at myself and I was, you know, editing this later and going back and looking at earlier clips. And I was like, I'm not even getting into other biomes. I'm not even getting, there are enemy types and whole clans of people that, like, I'm not even, you know, I'm done with this review miles, you know, hours, days before I actually got to that stage in the game or that point in the story. It feels good. It's nice. I've reviewed some fun games that are kind of indie games. This is the first game. And I only do this because it's Cup of Jones, you know, to have this as the editorial, because I will be fast asleep when all of you, you normally get a couple Cup of Joneses, a Cup of Jones. And I will schedule this, so that you can check it out at 10 a.m., but I will be sleeping because I've been playing a lot of Horizon Forbidden West. I was able to say that I had it, but you didn't know when the review was coming. Well, it's here. And here's a little behind the scenes look at it. So go back, watch that first review. If you haven't seen my Forbidden West review, watch the Zero Dawn review, then watch the Forbidden West review. It's really fun to see how that game has advanced and how Jonesy got the game he wanted 5.5 years later. Jonesy from the past wished upon 5.5 years later Jonesy in the future. And Jonesy in the future got that game and is having a great deal of fun with it. And there is, like most open world games, but especially this game because it is so dense, around the, you know, 70-yard marker, I looked at the embargo and I looked at my weekend and was like, I need to crit path this sucker. And I spent all day or most of Saturday just doing the main quests and, you know, got through, wrapped it up, you know, wrote the script, cut it yesterday leading into today and got that up. And then now I'm going to go back and finish all those other things that I haven't done. A lot of those weren't really surprises. They were just like places I haven't swam under, or, you know, vistas in the distance that I haven't lined up in a certain way, or, you know, just that one building that I never cracked that mystery of how to get in there. So excited to go back. And while I'm figuring out all of those things, here comes this giant robot. Look at me and my, you know, level capped, super powerful Aloy that is just going to rip this world apart. And if we get DLC like we did for the last game, fantastic. Maybe we'll get more than they released for the last game, but it's a really good franchise for Sony. It's a really good franchise for Guerrilla. I was not into Killzone back in the day, so neat to be as committed to this series. It satisfies me on many levels. The gameplay's fun, but it just the returning to nature. It's like Red Dead and Star Trek put together. It's a lot of weird vibes all kind of mashed together. Sometimes it gets a little silly. Characters kind of look like this sometimes. They're just like, I got a weird thing on my face. And so even though the acting is good, sometimes it kind of, I totally get the effect that you're going for. It's just not quite landing right now. There are so many amazing moments in this game. So if you enjoyed this game and you are excited to see my review and you're excited to get this news for me that it's good, I'm excited for you. I'm excited for you to enjoy this. Know that even though I got a little head start on you and have finished the campaign, I will still be running around. There are like 6 robots I never even found. Like I look at my big notebook list of like, here are all the animal types in the game. And it's just like, where are those? Like what? Huh? I'm creeping up on 50 hours in this game. Like what? What? Big game. So enjoy this week. Have fun playing Horizon if you're a Horizon fan. Otherwise, thank you for being a patron of Easy Allies. And apologies to get a live cup. Just pile on those questions, and I will get to a bunch of questions next week. We also had... I don't have my wedding ring on because my hand got cramped because I was editing. We also had an EZX meeting that was killer. EZX is going to be really, really great this year. We have a lot of really fun things, and it's not only just like, fun ideas like we had last year in the same format. There's a lot of incentivizing that is not only going to happen kind of before or during, like there's just a lot of potential fun things we can do that is all going to be up to chat. So it's going to be really fun to tell you about our schedule and the stuff that we're excited about, maybe extra things we're going to be doing around it. It's going to be a big week for us, big year for us. So excited about it. And I'll get right to it. Right after I get some sleep. I am Brandon Jones. This has been Cup of Jones. Cheers, everybody. Have a wonderful week.